Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Expert advice on vitamins to help build immunity at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Food writer Lily Higgins, good afternoon in the Cork studio.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Lily, communion confirmation season is here and people might be panicking a bit about feeding a crowd, like especially if they're family and they're judging everything and people get in a state and they don't enjoy it. But I presume if you're strategic and you plan it properly, it doesn't need to be stressy, does it?
Exactly. It's all in the planning, Brendan, you know. So, I mean, I'm a great believer in lists. You know, I'm the same at Christmas, just writing loads of lists and delegating as well. But what I find a really good thing with the communions and confirmations, it's generally summertime, you know, so you can pick a nice theme, like, you know, you could go Italian or Middle Eastern or Mexican. And then, you know, the way at weddings, it's generally beef or chicken, and that's a real fail safe. So kind of stick to that theme. So if it's Italian, you could do, you know, the marry me chicken or lasagna, and then all your salads and sides could go towards that as well, like four big salads, so that you've got all the vegetarians covered as well. So it's really easy if you pick your theme, and something like Italian and Mexican, kids love that as well. So it's very easy to include everyone and make things that everyone will love, you know.
Okay, yeah, and Mexican, they can be building their own, can't they?
Totally, yeah.
You're saying we have to have four sides and salads, yeah?
Yeah, I think so. Like, I you know, something like baked potatoes could count there now as well, you know.
Okay.
And then I love kind of a big green salad. People tend to forget about that, you know, just loads of mix of leaves and herbs together, and then a lovely dressing. So I would prep all that the day before and then put your dressing in a little jar and tuck it into the bowl and then cover it all and put it in the fridge. And then I would do something, some carbs. So say for kids, I'd always just put on a few trays of chips, you know, throw them into the air fryer, the oven, or you could always just get chips from your local takeaway as well, no problem. And then I would do something like baked potatoes are fantastic. So nice on the barbecue. And my tip with baked potatoes actually is if you have metal skewers, you know, those skewers for doing kebabs and stuff, just put them through the potatoes and it'll stop them from rolling around the barbecue, and they cook much faster because it conducts the heat through the potato. So you get a really well cooked, quickly cooked potato. And things like pasta salads, I know people are kind of a bit sick of stuff like that, but it is handy to have things like a pasta salad or rice or couscous, you know, just kind of carby options. And I also love a slaw. So that could be sort of an Asian slaw, like carrot and cabbage and like lime juice and all those fresh punchy flavours. Or you could go the whole mayonnaise route with a little bit of Dijon mustard. And I love cheese and coleslaw as well, actually. So, you know, there's loads of different options. And if you're doing Italian food...
Is it buffet style you're going?
Totally buffet style. Yeah, totally. So sort of a caprese style tomato salad as well. But I was saying with the buffet style, there's always a risk. You know, there's going to be someone there,
yes,
who absolutely loves lasagna, you know.
Yes.
So you have to kind of, you know, make enough so that there'll be leftovers. Just think there will be leftovers, but it'll all be gone in the end, really, you know. But I mean, that's what you want, is that abundance, everyone feeling full. You know, it's an enjoyable time, and, you know, you don't want to be skimping and cutting tiny little portions of everything for
people.
Okay,
so make too much, basically.
That's it, yeah. That's the best way to do it.
I presume the handiest thing is kind of one pot things for your main courses, yeah?
Yeah, really handy for your main course, you know, like one pot things. So I think things like the marry me chicken, and I also supplied you with a recipe for, it's a dish of the Philippines, it's chicken adobo. So that's chicken thighs, which are a lot more affordable, and you just throw them
and
all
nicer
in the slow cooker. They're lovely, yeah, loads of flavour. So throw them all in the slow cooker. And it was actually a tip from your researcher who I was talking to during the week. She was saying slow cookers are brilliant for keeping the food hot. So borrow some slow cookers from your neighbours, and then you can have, you know, your beef stroganoff in one, your chicken in the other, and they're hot, they're not taking up oven space or hob space, and people can just help themselves, you know.
Fantastic. And the adobo chicken, we'll put up the recipe for that, and I believe it's also in your recipe ebook, Lily, is it?
Yeah, so I've got an ebook. Basically, people are always asking me for dinner recipes, so I've got 60 dinner recipes tried and trusted from over 15 years of making dinners, you know, writing articles about it. So it's all just linked in my Instagram bio, just all those beautiful recipes there.
What about barbecues? That can be a good crowd pleaser, can't it? But I suppose it's a lot of work for somebody.
It is a bit of work, but that's where you kind of get the salads to do the heavy lifting, you know, and you could do things like hummus and all that stuff prepared in advance, and big, you know, chunky, heavy salads, which, you know, I absolutely love. That's what we're all about, the salads now on Instagram this time of year, as soon as the sun shines. So loads and loads of salad ideas on there. And then you could do stuff like chicken. I'd always cook it a bit in the oven, you know, cook it pretty much fully in the oven beforehand, and then you're just giving that barbecue taste to it on the barbecue, you know, so you're not waiting and relying on something. And definitely something I would love to get across the whole country, don't forget to warm your buns. You know, if you're doing burgers or chicken or anything, it's just, you've gone to so much work, and then to have these cold buns with everything, you know, so definitely warm the buns. You can do that in the oven, you don't have to do it on the barbecue.
Okay, desserts then. Pavlova, yes. Obviously, it's communion like.
It is, isn't it? Exactly. Yeah. It's even like the dresses, like, isn't it? Little big billowy white pavlovas are absolutely beautiful. But the beauty with the pavlova is it can be done in advance. And then I love having bowls of whipped cream on the table, and then bowls of sort of fruit compote. Like you could do this time of year now, I love roasted rhubarb with strawberries, and that's very affordable as well. You know, you could use the frozen strawberries and just roast them all in the oven and just have a bowl of that or a bowl of blueberries.
So are you saying you put dry meringue and then let them assemble themselves with the compote and the cream?
That's, you could do individual meringues, or you could do a big one and assemble it at the last moment.
Okay.
But say with things like a baked cheesecake, I gave you my my Basque baked cheesecake as well, which is beautiful. So you could have the cheesecake cut into slices on the table, and then have the cream and the berries in a bowl next with different compote so people can choose, you know. And I think that's great as well, because there can be mayhem of people saying, I don't want berries, I do want cream, I want, you know, so they can just help themselves, you know. And for the person that really loves the cheesecake, you know, they can get extra if they want as well.
Okay, this is like those restaurants where you cook your own steak kind of at the table, like.
Yeah,
you're saying, get them to come halfway to meet you.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay, any nice drinks ideas for something a little bit occasionally, like?
Yeah, well, you know what, there's some really good quality cordials, you know, I mean, you can get beautiful quality ones, like, and from smaller stores as well, people make them. Like, I know in the English market here, there's Terra Ignis, they make beautiful fermented cordials and sodas. But you could set up a little bar area, and this is all making things interactive as well, you know, where people are helping themselves. You'd have a bowl of ice, you'd have sparkling water, still water, and all these lovely cordials, so people can make up their own drinks. And I know my kids love making ice cubes with little bits of mint in them and edible flowers and all that sort of stuff. So
your kids are so great. I wish my kids were more like yours.
Well, I make them do it, Brendan. I sit down and I say to them, you pick the mint, stick it in there.
Okay.
So, but it makes
I'll point you back to our first interview today, Gabor Maté and trauma. You'll be paying for therapy there. She made us put mint in ice cubes.
I have his book. It's grand. They'll be grand. I read them at night. They'll be grand.
Okay.
And I will say, Brendan, as well, a really good tip is, like, I have a niece, Elsie, who makes a really good coffee cake. You know?
So a good tip is get Elsie
to make a coffee cake. Just say to people, you know, if they're particularly good at, you know, everyone has an aunt who's great at making meringue or eclairs, or just say to them, you know what, I'd love if you brought one of your pavlovas.
Take the help.
A coffee cake.
Because
it makes it a family occasion then.
It takes a village. Okay. Lily Higgins, thank you very much.
Thanks, Lillian. Thanks, Brendan.
Okay, that's all we've time for today. The Tom Dunn North Side South Side thing is still grinding on here. Tom Dunn might like to think he's one of us in Dalkey, but you really have to be born into it. That's why we always ignore Bono. And this person's name is Fiorella, I'm just saying. We're travelling to Croke Park by taking our yacht from Kingstown to Clontarf Yacht Club and the private security to Jones Road. And that's regards from Patrick. Okay, that's it for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RT Radio app. Today's show was produced by Alan Torney. Research was by Katrina McFadden. Stephen Higgins was the broadcast coordinator, and Ruth Kennington was on sound. Stay tuned for Saturday with Colm O'Mungo next. Talk to you in the morning.
Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.